Welcome to the next retrospect interview with the mysterious Seventh Doctor, Sylvester McCoy. Thanks for joining me.
I had to bring the glue.
Now, your Doctor was the final Doctor of the original series.
I killed it off, yeah. No, let's not beat about the bush.
How did you feel about being the final Doctor? Did you feel you had more in you?
Oh, I was really happy. Of course I was peed off. Or in America, they say that I was pissed. But I come from, it means you're drunk. So I was both. I was drunk and really annoyed. Well, of course I was annoyed. Because my arm was twisted to do a fourth season. They said they wouldn't make a third season unless I agreed to do a fourth.
Really?
Yeah, because originally I thought, because Patrick Troughton had told Peter Davidson, who told me, only do three. And in my head it was like three was the operative number. And then when I... you know, as I said, they twisted my arm to do four. And also I was lucky as an actor, I was only doing 15 episodes a year. I think it was 15. Whereas the others did 26. As an actor, it's lucky. Not as a Doctor Who fan, but as an actor, because one likes an infinite variety of jobs in one's life.
Yes.
And therefore I could go off and do all sorts of other things and have another great job to... rely on. Then they said in the fourth they're going to do 26 weeks, and I got my head round that. I was actually rather looking forward to committing to a whole year to Doctor Who, and then they took her away, the blackguards.
Would that have been your final year?
Who knows? By then, who knows? I mean, how can you tell? You can't tell anything nowadays, because it's supposed to be my fourth and it never existed. So how could I tell if I did a fifth?
Speaking of a variety of roles, before you were the Doctor, you played an insane gun-toting maniac in a film.
Me? Would I?
Yes. In a film called Three Kinds of Heat.
Oh, my God. That was... what a turkey that was. That was a real turkey. I'm proud to be... it was one of the turkiest of turkeys. So, I mean, it's one of the worst films ever made. I was in it. What great pride, I must say.
How did you get involved with that one?
Well, what happened was I was actually doing Antony and Cleopatra and The Taming of the Shrew with Timothy Dalton at the same time, and that's when letters went wrong, when a letter for me went to Timothy Dalton asking him to be James Bond, and a letter for him asking him to be Doctor Who came to me, and so the mix-up was never resolved, really. So while we were working together, he got James Bond and I got Doctor Who, and I also got this film, because originally the writer was going to get a great American actor who I love, who was in Paris, Texas. So there's something for you to look up, because I'm so bad at names. And he was supposed to play the part. Then he decided not to, and so they offered it to me. And I was so flattered to be offered a part that he had turned down. Mm. I took it. And that was a foolish thing to do, because it was a load of old pony. As well as being a turkey. It was an animal. Wind up! I've already just sat down. And I'm 20 minutes late because I was in my room waiting for 20 minutes. Wondering, because I had no idea where this was. I'm telling everybody. I don't care.
Now, you basically considered the current Doctor for 7 years after the show ended, and were involved in a variety of other projects, including the Destiny of the Doctors game, the Midway pinball machine, the Doctor Who pinball machine. Do you have any memories of working on those?
No, none at all, but I do have a memory of bumping into one. I was on a cruise in the Caribbean, and we went to I should have done my geography. Jet lag, I can. My excuse is jet lag. San Jose on... name some islands with Spanish in the Caribbean. You're a starter for 10. So there's San Juan. Is it the capital? Anyway, I went to the capital of this. It's one of the ex-Spanish islands. It's half owned by the Americans, the one that... And I was taking a whole lot of Doctor Who. We were all wandering around the very old Spanish bit. It was great. These Doctor Who fans in particular didn't drink a lot, except Coca-Cola. I mean, they drank masses of Coca-Cola. So you can imagine what size they were as we waddled around this place. And I saw a taverna, and much of their horror, I said, I fancy a bit of alcohol. And so we went into the taverna, and there in the taverna was the Doctor Who pinball machine. So we got free drinks all afternoon. I got all these Doctor Who fans completely plastered. I think I did a good thing in the world.
Did you actually play it yourself?
Oh, yeah, ping pong, yeah. Yeah, it went ping, it went pong and ding dong and all that stuff, whatever it does. Yeah, my voice kept saying things.
As it does.
It does. I mean, I did record it, or I do remember vaguely, you know, one of these, microphone, and going ping pong, out, you're out, you're in, get off. Whatever. I'm Doctor Who, I know better than anyone.
And in 96, you handed the role over to Paul McGann in the movie. At the time, you said you felt that you shouldn't have really been in that movie. Do you still feel that's
the case?
Oh, yes.
No, I do feel that's the reason why it didn't work. I see, I did kill off Doctor Who, and then I managed nearly to kill it. I killed off the second revival. No, I think it was too complicated for your audience. I mean, the audience, you know, when they first... A new audience, because it was after an American audience. It wasn't actually made to make for the British audience or the other more civilized audiences in the world. But the American audience, it was meant for them. And to give them all of that in one go was just too much. It should have been the wonderful, beautiful... I hate him, Paul McGann. Look at him. He's even a bit taller than me. Although they stuck him on a box when they took those photographs, by the way. I mean, he's
did
box.
They?
Yeah, he's not that tall. I mean, you know. Wait till you see us together. He's nearly a dwarf, like me. Anyway, I think I was, you know, it made it too complicated. And that's part of the reason why people went, what's going on? They just got used to this wonderful, glorious, handsome man, and they bring along an ugly little bleeper like him. You know, what's going on? We want him back. Bring guy the guy with the, you know, the funny accent. He's from Liverpool, he's not a funny accent even more than me.
And on that note, we're getting the wind up, so thank you very much for your time.
I've been winding you up.
You have the whole interview.
The whole, yes. My pleasure. Anyway,
thank you.
Cheers.